Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is August 8, 2018 and we are here in the Holy Land hoping for a better day for this our blessed universe of ours. And today is a very special day because we are very happy to welcome here in the studio one of our most beloved communicator, advisor to member of Knesset. We used to work in the TV world, you know, where everybody were, you know, in actions and making films and all and studios and TV shows. And he used to work with one of the most famous journalists of Israel, Dan Margalit, for many years. And this week they celebrated the closing of after 36 years of shows, which is amazing for one person. And then he moved to the Knesset. He moved to work with MK, and it's something very special because once you come from the news world and you turn into politics, you see that whatever you see from there, it's not actually what is seeing there. And I want to say hi to my friends in the chat room. Hi, Donald. Hi, Larry. It's so good to have you again. And I know there is a lot of hoo-ha around the clock of what's going on. So I'll try to make it straight. I'll try to introduce my guest in the best because he's an incredible human being and he's a wonderful advisor. And I'm sure that as a communication advisor, it'll be a blessing to everybody. So now he's in a transitional place and I wish to introduce you to this incredible guy. Now, we're going to have a break and we're going to talk after that with him. And then we're going to talk about the national law of the land of Israel, something that everybody is fighting for and against. But we're going to make it happen. We are here to explain to you how incredible this nation is all about and how we're going to proceed and look forward to a successful, to the tour, you know, the incredible tour of Grand Tour of Israel. All right. So be back after that.
Always challenging the status quo. Hello, I'm Rod Bryant on Beyond the Matrix here at IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com. I want to encourage you to listen each week, every Wednesday at the same time, for an amazing show that will challenge you, inform you, and inspire news, views, and wisdom for the nations. Here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, don't forget Beyond the Matrix every week, Wednesday, here on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. And you know, I told you, we have a very special guest. Daniel Tsirlin is the advisor, communication advisor of member of Knesset, and he used to work in the TV stations where he was actually asking and demanding a whole kind of inquiry on people. And it was amazing because that's how I got introduced to him, through the TV. And I want to welcome Daniel. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Holly. It's a pleasure.
I'm so happy to have you because you are the tough cookie. You are the one that knows to ask the tough question and you always want the direct answer. So I'm so happy to have you here because with you, it's a truthful and honest conversation and there is no game here. So
that's for sure.
That's for sure. You better. Yeah. And so, first of all, I want to let the audience know that Daniel is really well known. You know, he's knowledgeable about the issues. You know what's going on, and he knows the story behind the scenes. So nobody can tell him the story. He runs the show his way. So let's ask you, Daniel. Daniel, why did you choose to leave the TV world and move to politics?
Well, I always loved politics much better than the all other things. Politics, this is what I really like the most. And if you like politics, the place to be is in the Knesset.
Right. Now, tell me how it feels like to move from that world of TV to the Knesset. Do you feel the difference? Because it's the center of power. Do you really feel that when you walk the Knesset floor and you know that things are happening there? Do you really feel the difference?
I felt that at the beginning, but after a while, I felt that the power, the real power, is not inside of the Knesset. You know, where is it? It's in the government.
Okay.
And the government, I would put it mildly, don't really care about the MKs. They are running the show, and the MKs are only puppets.
Listen, they're puppets of the citizen, because we elect them and we put them in power to make sure that they are there for us. And I know that it's not easy to be MK, especially in the opposition, but in the government, they have a pressure point. The MK can influence the member of the government and make sure that they have the pressure, you know, in the voting. They have that moment when they need the vote.
Not really. You know why?
Why?
They are getting sanctions if they do the wrong thing. Okay?
It's really hard to...
That's what they are getting.
Yeah. So you see, in the world of politics, the hardball is when you have to behave and you have to act according to the coalition. So the end game is like to make it happen in the beginning. You know, you make a deal before you come. Well, if you're part of the party, you can't. You're already committed in the beginning. So right. You're stuck. So, but listen, they still have some way of
some,
pressure.
Yeah, some
yes,
way.
And I hope that we can influence them to do the goodwill, the good work for the people, because it's important. Listen, they're a messenger of the people. And Israel, as every country, has to have a great parliament. And I know that all around the world there are a lot of corrupted parliaments and government, and we need to fix it. And maybe in Israel, you know, it's the Holy Land that we shine light upon all. Maybe we can show them an example, because every time somebody were crooked, we send them to jail. We had people in president.
Yeah, we had a few instances, yeah.
We had a prime minister. We had a president. So it's
the president himself.
So the Israeli people are really tough.
That's
They're tough
true.
Like you.
But I have to admit one thing. The Israeli parliament is a real democratic one, because you can say whatever you want and nobody is trying to shut you down.
Nice.
And
especially
I'm not
like
sure it happens in
other
every
countries.
So-called democratic parliament in the world, okay?
That's true.
That's good.
That's very nice. Now, that's given me actually the chance to talk to you about the national law that was legislated last month in July. And today they had a special session in the Knesset. The opposition decided to hoo-ha around it. And a member of the Arab Knesset, the Arab in the Knesset, decided to go all out against it. Mm. Now, tell me, do you know the law? Do you know what it takes?
Yeah, I know.
So what do you think? Is that a bad law? Because I feel like finally we got it. We got the Jewish state on record. That's what important.
That's a good law, and it was about time. It was about time to legislate that law. After 7 years of independence, we should know how to, you know, how to determine ourselves.
Yeah,
are we a Jewish country or not?
Yes.
If we are, we should put it black and white.
Exactly. And they were trying to erase it all the time. They were trying to make the country of all citizens. You see, you guys remember 2,000 years ago, the Jewish people were expelled from this land after we holding so tight the Bible, as you mentioned before, which is a great point. we have the Bible, we hold it close to our heart, and we remembered Zion all those years in the diaspora. We're coming back, finally we got a title on the land, and now they said, oh well, it cannot be Jewish nation. What do you mean it cannot be? What part of a Jewish land?
That's where we are, for God's sake.
That's it.
Double meaning, for God's sake.
It is. It is important for them to know that we are. And yes, thank you. Thank you for Donald Trump that we have in the White House. Thank you for Americans, friends. Thank you for all those incredible, loyal believers in Judaism and the Christianity that believe that the Jewish people come to their place for a reason. You see, we are on a mission. We came back to bring some light to the world. And bringing light, it means innovating, thinking, talking, asking the right question. Because we don't cover ourselves with all those hoo-ha. If you come to Israel, you find us in blue jeans and t-shirts. We are comfortable. We are, we're all out and friendly. And we are ready anytime. We have to be ready. But our mission is to make sure that the world is keep on going. We punch some and we give some if you fight us. But we are really here to make it work. And you know what? We love business. We make business. And, thank God for the cyber.
And we mean business.
We definitely mean business. We all mean business all the time. And you know what? If you come to Israel, you can find us working hard in the cybersecurity world, something that I'm got introduced lately to, and I'm so happy because it's so amazing how this world of ours becomes so tiny and how we all together can understand better each other if we let it be. And I know that there are bad guys, goons, that working against us constantly, and we are here in Israel trying to block them and stop them and make sure that, your world and our world is safe.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Can you say a good word about Benjamin Netanyahu?
Oh, I love Benjamin Netanyahu.
Isn't he a great prime minister?
He is a fantastic prime minister. Benjamin Netanyahu is an oracle. The guy knows, you see it coming. And my friend, I have a very smart old friend that used to be the advisor to Prime Minister Sharon, that says that he's like Gulliver. He's the giant.
Oh, yeah.
And all they are around him is midget. And every time they try to tie him out and everything, and he's like, get up and it's nothing. Benjamin Netanyahu.
Without him, there's no that low.
Well, he
pushed it.
He got it. You know where he got it? When he wanted to make a peace agreement with all those Palestinians. And they said to him that they don't trust, they cannot accept a Jewish state. Once you realize that they would not have a Jewish state, how can you have
There's
peace?
There's nothing to talk about then. If we're not a Jewish state, after the agreement, so what are we? What do we have
left?
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to pull the rug under ourselves. That's what it is. And you know what? Because that we come up with experience, we knew it. And when we saw them coming in 2007, we saw them coming.
You saw it coming.
I know.
I remember your article.
I saw it coming.
And Benjamin Netanyahu saw it too, if I may say so.
Yeah, he put it on his blog, and it was featuring between three or four blogs, written articles, and he put it for a long time. It was there because it made so much sense. Once they start talking about the country, Israel for all its citizens, I understood that they want to take Judaism out of the Jewish state, which is an oxymoron because it's the Jewish state. You cannot take the heart and the core from the believer of the land. That's why we came back to the land on a mission. That's why Jerusalem will always be the capital of Israel. That's why Jerusalem is the center, spiritual center of all this.
But universe. I have to interrupt you.
Yes, please. Do.
Some MKs of the Likud party are trying to split our capital.
Right.
And I'm not sure that Benjamin Netanyahu
agree to that.
Or not agree. I mean, maybe he is the one who's pushing them. I'm afraid that our capital is going to be splitted
Let's talk about it, because we need to make sense out of it. Let's say
there are a lot of Arabs in that capital, I'm sure.
First of all, 30%. The Arab people are a part of the Israeli scenery. We love them because they are so typical. They're so special. They have this essence of being, you know, it's antique. It's Jerusalem. You cannot take Arab from Jerusalem, but we need to control that area because it's holy sites, and holy sites supposed to be free for all. And that's where we come to conflict, because once you had the Arab state nation looking over it, they never gave freedom to anybody. Like Temple Mount, they're in charge. They don't let the Jews pray, and there is no reason for them not to let us pray. Even, you know,
hi everyone, this is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back, guys. We started talk and we didn't even pay attention to the cue, so we apologize for that. But you see, you put us, you know, two Jewish people in a place, we have three opinions. That's
it's
typical.
Inside of us,
it's inside. It's a part of us. We are really, really rocking on this. Now, let's go back. Our conversation ended up with the fact that on Temple Mount, we don't have the right. The Jewish people don't have the right to pray. And also the Christian. Now, let's ask, if it's international...
Yeah, but the Christians don't want to pray there.
We don't know. We don't know.
Because it's the most we don't sacred know there place if they want for the Jewish pray. People. Okay? It's not the Kotel. It's not the...
it's not the
it's
Kotel.
Not a Wailing Wall.
Yeah, but you see, but the Christian have... the Temple Mount is holy for all three religions. Yes. We're supposed to keep it free. If you guys have a spiritual freedom... you have peace. The fact that they are obnoxiously against it, and it's really obnoxious because for some reason they don't agree to have any other religion around themselves because they say it's contaminated. And to think that they are the last religion to exist because the Judaism and Christianity came before them, the Islam came after that. Well, we're not going to go there because last week we had, remember Noah Chassid that spoke about Islam? She was Islamic. She's Islamic. Yeah. And she came on and she talked about the right of the Jewish people.
She knows what time it is, right?
Yeah. And she reads the Quran. And she told me in the Quran, it's Beit HaMikdas. It's Beit HaMikdash. It's the holy places. The temple was
Mikdash,
there
in
Hebrew.
In Hebrew, of course.
Absolutely. So they recognize this. And for some reason, the new Islam doesn't want to. So now they're going to decide if they're going to accept Judaism at all. But this national law that the Arab member of Knesset are going to go and find Mogherini. You know, the answer for all anti-Semitism is always when Mrs. Mogherini, the secretary, you know, from the European Union, the foreign minister there, she used to be communist, you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was ex-commie, and she's Arabist.
She's also.
She studied.
Very hostile.
She's very pretty, but she's very anti-Israel. And when Benjamin...
Well, about pretty depends on
she's,
the case.
Well... Oh, I think that she's very pleasant, and she's Italian, so she's, by title, she's a friend of ours. We love Italian, we love Italy, but she's giving us our time, and we need to put her in the right place, because it's not fun, Mrs. Mogherini, when you decide to put a new plan for infrastructure on our Judea and Samaria and East Jerusalem without even consenting with Israel. It's the most outrageous thing to do in the world.
Yeah, but why are you going so far? I can understand the Arabs. who's opposing this law.
Yes.
Because they're not Zionist.
Right.
That's very natural. But what about the Zionist left who is opposing this law? Why are they opposing it?
How can they oppose
How
the Jewish state?
How can they opposing the Jewish state if they are Zionist?
They're,
by definition.
Right, they're outrage.
I just can't understand it. It's just politics, you know.
Now, guys, we have friends from all over tonight, and we have from United States. Good morning, Canada. Hello, Canada. I'm so sorry you're having a hard time with the Saudis. It's not funny, but hold still because you have the right, you know, before God. Israel, Australia, United Kingdom, South Africa, welcome. Netherlands, we love you. Argentina, ciao. Norway, Philippines, Brazil, San Vincent, and Grenadines. Again, we are having them again, and I'm so happy to have you. Welcome, guys, to the show. I'm really happy. If anybody wants to call in, we'll be happy to answer a question. But right now we have Daniel here that is talking. He's really a free voice in this wild world of ours. And his perspective is always precise. He loves...
I just say whatever I think.
That's
politics, the secret. I just say whatever I think.
In politics, it should be a little...
I'm not diplomatic.
It's a lot. It's okay, but diplomacy. But you keep the MK straight.
That's true.
I know that in the last segment you had on your hand a very, very heavy duty MK.
That's true. A guy
that was sanctioned.
Very famous.
The most popular from, you know, the MKs that are, don't count. You know, like the MKs.
Definitely
not
one of
in
the
government.
Top five popular MKs.
Yeah. Well, because just imagine, he's actually the most popular MK because all before him is an old member of the government.
Mm-hmm,
so he's...
Yeah, in that sense, he's the most popular.
But right. Yes. So Oren Chazan is the most popular guy in Israel. And you had to take him through the desert.
From a lot of prospects. Yeah.
A lot of prospects. He was punched all over and he was in sanction in the Knesset. You see... One thing is to be popular with the people, and one thing is to be popular in the Knesset. And in the Knesset, they were pouncing in. And you said it wasn't right?
It wasn't right. I think there was a lot of jealousy involved here.
They were pushing
him. He's stealing the spot.
Yeah, he was stealing the spotlight from the government.
Yeah,
that's him.
From the other MKs, I mean.
Of course. So they sanction him, and now 6 months is over.
He's back.
And you're done. You're going to the next level.
Yes. Okay.
You are transitioning to your different. You see, popularism is one thing, but we like issues. We are hardcore. We like law and legislate.
They're old school. We are old school.
We are. And what the important thing is, I like to study more about, those law of the land, because we didn't create a constitution. And this basic law, the Jewish national home to the Jewish people, is a basic law. It's a law that, you know, the Supreme Court cannot erase.
I'm afraid they're going to do it.
They cannot erase. And that's the discussion that it's in play.
Constitutionally.
They cannot.
They can do it because, and you know why? Because they've already done it.
They already did. But today there was Mr. Friedman who talked today. He was the justice minister before. And he said, if you are upholding the justice minister to the law of the land, if you created a law, you cannot cancel the law and decide that you're the Supreme Court are above the law.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to oblige or be according to the law of the land.
They should get that right from somewhere. They didn't get it.
They have no right.
They didn't get it from the Knesset.
Bravo. Bravo.
That's a fact. Historical fact.
That's why they cannot cancel it. And whoever has the illusion that they can go on Thursday, they're going to meet Mogherini and they're going to put a pressure like apartheid state. Yeah, apartheid state. Yeah, and you could say it on the parliament floor. In apartheid said you wouldn't even get to the center of the Knesset. That's absolutely right. Now they're saying that they're enjoying us. I hope that we are not too much. But
thank you, Larry,
and thank you, Donald. The Christian would be happy to see a few hundred thousand attendees at the next who is it? Temple Mountain, take it over. No, Larry, we are not taking over. We are actually discussing the ideas of how to create a better world. That's why we're the Jewish state. We are going to win this with grace of God, of course, but with some kind of extra love. Maybe that's what they said. The building of the third temple will be with free love, or something that will be from a love without any reason. I don't know how they intend to do that, but it means that we need to share and start working out toward some kind of comprehensive understanding.
But there's one thing that people sometimes don't understand.
Yes.
When they say that the Jews, even when we say that the Jews are the chosen people, it's not a gift. It's not a right. It's a duty. It's an obligation. That's what people don't understand.
I agree 100%.
It's a pain in the you know where.
No, so, don't fetch it. It is a responsibility. Once you have a responsibility, it's like kids. It's a duty. You're tired of this, but you have to do it anyway. You cannot go to sleep. You're always on guard, and you have to watch for every dream. And Larry, why to dream on? We are hoping, and we're praying. And I want to pray with all of you guys tonight to have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful continuation of this August of ours. This August is a time for vacation. It's a time for family. It's a time to spare some time, extra time for your loved one. So please take the time to be gentle. This crazy weather is not easy. Go to the beach. Enjoy yourself. Make your summer memorable, because you never know how long we are here in this land of ours, or in this universe of ours, for that matter. We are here. Make every minute count. Make every day meaningful. Make your life a pleasurable place to be. And you know, the Jews are not immoral. They're Jews that have the duty. You know how many books they teach us? And every time we got punished when we start acting up. We did act up. You want to answer to Donald? Because you Jews are too moral. It's your temple. Go and get it back. You let the people murder you, have it. That's true. Hey, that's Moshe Dayan. Mm-hmm. God bless his soul, gave it all up.
In order to get the flag down.
Yeah, now this 1 minute to go, so we are going to keep the queue now. We're not going to go over, but okay. We're going to talk about this in the other. It's like, what happened in 67 that we decided to give back Temple Mount? After we won that war. We had that war, and we won it. So we'll be back after that.
This is Ari Folder. I want to invite you all to join me on my weekly show, Bulletproof, here on Israel News Talk Radio. It's the weekly show we discover, expose, and destroy all anti-Israel propaganda that's spread throughout the universe, both from outside Israel, including also inside Israel. Join me every week, and let's defend Israel together.
Bulletproof. Live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern time.
And we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. And we were talking with Daniel Tierling, the advisor of MKZ. He used to work with our cousin and Anat Berko. Yeah, sometimes he's tormenting us all with incredible questions. But he's really true to God, and he's honest as it comes. And it's really nice to have him here today asking me some questions. And, you know, it's, you were talking about how you like to ask questions and not to have.
I prefer to ask questions rather than giving an answer. Getting answers, that's
perfect. All right, give it a shot. Sometimes people say that they're too shy to come and ask me questions. So I want you to ask me that question that you want to ask, or some listener.
What do the listeners want to ask?
The listener, well, I don't know. They talk to me usually and they talk about a lot of things. Larry comes sometimes in Kansas. I know that you had a primary.
Larry's from Kansas.
Yeah, Larry.
Kansas City.
Yeah, I think so. And Larry, there was some election tonight,
like
I guess. Dorothy, yeah. Follow the yellow brick road. guys, yeah, follow the yellow brick roads. Let's say that's the way that we want to do with Israel. That's the way we want to be. We want to follow that direction, the mission, to work it out. And Mrs. Mogherini, let's make peace. Because
forget about Mogherini. She's not important right now. I want to ask you another question.
Yes, ask me.
You had a very successful career back in the States.
Yes.
But you preferred, even then, especially now, you prefer to stay in Israel, to live in Israel.
Right.
And my question,
yes.
With all due respect.
Yes.
It seems like life in America are easier. Life is easier there than here in Israel. Why you prefer to live in that difficult country?
Well, first of all, Israel is the Jewish land. And being outside, you know how hard it is for Israel to exist. And if you are a champion of any sort, if you know to do good things and you feel that you are a power for the good side and you work for God or you want God to give you a blessing, you must take on some responsibility. That's why I put my hat in the ring to say, hey, I'm here for you guys. Also in South Carolina, I put my hat out to say, if you guys want me to serve for you, I will. It's not pleasant. It's a hard work, but I'm committed to help this world of ours. And it doesn't matter where I am. And Israel, because it's such an exceptional place of the universe, and because Jerusalem is the holy city of all, it's the most incredible honor to be here and to travel there and to see that incredible city and the light and the walls and the incredible history that we all touch there. You can't compare it to any place in the world. Of course, I love South Carolina, I love California, I love New York, I love Chicago, I love Seattle, wherever it is, I'm happy. But I need to be a part of the deal. I need to make this life of mine worth living.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, it's a good answer. Yeah. Do you think? Thank you so much, Daniel. Daniel at Proof, and he's the communication advisor. So you never know. You know, you might be a communication advisor to the prime minister one day. That's something that they actually can shoot for because they change very hard, very fast.
Not recently.
But they did. There was a time where they shuffled themselves so hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. But you know what? Support the Mint Party, Donald, and Larry Magnum Mindus. Larry and Donald, you guys are my gang. And it's not a problem anytime, but come to Israel. Make it happen. Make your trip worthwhile here.
Wait a second, Larry.
Yes,
you've never been in Israel?
I don't know if Larry has been
to
Israel.
So, Larry, give us an answer. Have you ever been to Israel?
Larry and Donald, you guys, the question is if you've been to Israel. And I don't know if you can listen to us on this. I need you to tell us if you are, or if you came. And we would like to have more people coming and visiting. And I know that the hotels are really expensive here.
Yes.
And the prime minister needs to decide to make some hotel chain here. And I know that one of those big actors, one of those famous actors, in Tel Aviv, they decided to make the guy from the Al Pacino, I think.
Al Pacino himself.
No, one of them is funding a big hotel because hotels in Israel is something something very important. Oh, Larry, only my soul, you were there. Larry, you would have to understand that this Jewish people, the Israeli people, forget Jewish is, you know, it's the religious, but the Israeli people, the one, the Sabra, the one that like Kalman in our studio that works so hard behind the scene, and we thank him every time for incredible show. We are a spirit. This is a different spirit. People from the Sabra have a different spirit than the Jewish people in diaspora. You must admit it, right, Daniel?
I agree.
Because they have their chutzpah.
The chutzpah, yeah.
They have the chutzpah of being...
What's the translation of chutzpah in English?
Chutzpah,
is there any word?
Well, everybody knows in America.
In America, everybody knows what chutzpah means. It's in your book.
It's the audacity. The audacity to be blunt, to be clear, and to be...
I have chutzpah.
Oh, you are big time. You see, you're talking while I'm talking. That's a big chutzpah on the radio. It's okay. You're welcome here, and you're my guest, and I'm so happy to have you in the studio here today. Guys, you know, life is great, especially in the summer, where you can have a wonderful time. So don't hesitate. Stop thinking so much and just enjoy yourself, okay? You've been in other places. You know, you guys get all the ritzy places. This is like land of God. This is a place where everybody fighting for so many years all over the history. So if you want to make sense it's going to be time that you come and visit this incredible land of ours. Israel is a blessed land. It has incredible people, the Jewish, the Arab, and Christian alike. And now that our friends, the Druze, are feeling lonely and they feel that we neglected them, you have to understand that it has nothing to do with our nationality. Our nationality is Jewish. They are welcome citizens and they are beloved friends in the military, in the IDF. They work hard, shoulder to shoulder with law enforcement. They are the people that makes this country of ours special. So every time they say that they are second citizen, I want to say, behold, we are the women are the second citizen. There is no, the men usually are the first, so never think about it, right? We have to not too much time. We have 5 minutes. So you want to conclude? You want to say something special to the world today? All those people all around the world. Come on, say something.
I know
charming.
They are all over the world, from all over the world, but I have just one sentence.
Yes.
God bless America.
Absolutely. Hallelujah. God bless
and
America.
God bless Donald Trump.
That's very nice. And Netanyahu. We need
already blessed.
Yeah, we have to bless him. We have to keep on blessing him because they're coming after him every day. We have to keep a pray every day for Mr. Donald Trump and Mr. Benjamin Netanyahu because every day they're coming after them. Every day somebody comes and pull up something and they want to fight. Now, I want to say to the Israeli Arab member of Knesset, if you're going to go and talk behind our back to the Margarini and cry on babies, that
you are paying too much attention
to them.
No, we're talking about Margarini. She's not that important. We have America behind us, and it's much more
powerful. Yeah, that's true. And
we have the president himself, the most powerful man in the world.
Yes,
President Donald Trump.
And
that's enough.
And
with all due respect,
and listen, I want to say that I love his daughter Ivanka.
Yeah, I love her.
She's a part of the Jewish people now. And
she's
my sister. She is a sister of the Jewish faith, and we love her and we bless her. And I hope that her and her husband and family will be incredibly happy all their life because they are outstanding. Now, guys, we're running out of time. And, you know, with you, it's always a pleasure. With you, I feel really, really connected to this world of ours and to God. And I send all my friends, you know, all over that send me sometimes letters or email. I want to thank you for listening to me and being a part of this show. Because with you, I'm complete. I'm loving every second. And I want to thank Daniel that took the time to come and be in my studio.
Thank you, Ellie.
To help me and be a part of this show.
It was a pleasure.
and to be this incredible voice of kindness and righteousness that comes and make an extra effort in this world. I appreciate that, and I never take you for granted, you all. I think that you're wonderful. Now, you guys, I'm sure that they're going to have to tell me that we are running out of time. There is a minute. So let's send you all my prayer. I know that in California, we're almost in check. I know that the heat is too much for everyone, so we need to have some water. We have some rain. I hope we get some rain. I hope that the people in Gaza will come to this peace agreement. And I hope that we have a better world for this summer of ours. Summer 2018 needs to be a changing, a game changer. Let's make it happen. All right? I want to say goodbye. Ciao, ciao.
This is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Carr from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.